Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room and those that will be listening later on recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone. On this Sabbath, July 5th, 2025, this is a high Sabbath that we are going to have. This is our part 4 of our chapter 86 entitled Go Teach All Nations of our lesson 438. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to learn a new hymn for a new chapter of our little tiny tot lesson. And the hymn in my particular website that I go and get them is 463. You might have it in other numbers in your hymn book. And we are going to pass it to let our dear brother to sing it so we can learn.
Okay. By the way, you mentioned High Sabbath. It was pointed out to me by somebody else that a High Sabbath is when a ceremonial Sabbath falls on a seventh-day Sabbath. I don't know if this is a ceremonial Sabbath or not, but anyway. Peace, perfect peace. In this dark world of sin, the blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Peace, perfect peace, by thronging duties pressed to do the will of Jesus, this is peace. I think my words are different than yours. I'll try to sing yours. Peace, perfect peace, with loved ones far away. In Jesus' keeping we are safe and they. Peace, perfect peace, our future all unknown. Jesus we know and he is on the throne. Just a second. Let me get a screenshot of this picture and I got it. If I'd know what to do with it. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for trying, but if you can have the lyrics where it will be the proper one, please, you can be able to send it to me and I will change it by God's grace.
All right.
Welcome once more, little ones. We are going to ask that you will be able to pray and open our family section with prayer by the help of your parents. May you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. We pick up the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall I labor and do all thy work. In the 7 days, the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the people that are in the Sabbath and the people who are now joining the Sabbath. Please protect the people and please protect everything that we learn in the Sabbath and the Sabbath words that we learn in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, little one. It is story time, dear ones. Let's have a listening ear for our brother who will be able to share our new chapter, chapter 26, entitled He is Risen, and the story of Jesus. And I will pass the mic to our dear brother.
Okay, the Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of Matthew today, chapters 27 and 28. So they went and made the sepulcher sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. He is not here. He is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay. The angel was speaking the last part there. Next slide. The greatest care had been taken to guard the Savior's tomb, and the entrance had been closed with a great stone. Upon this stone, the Roman seal had been placed in such a way that the stone could not be moved without breaking the seal. Around the tomb was a guard of Roman soldiers. They were to keep strict watch that the body of Jesus might not be molested. Some of them were constantly pacing to and fro, back and forth before the tomb, while the others were resting on the ground nearby. Probably they took turns. But there was another guard around the tomb, that tomb. Mighty angels from heaven were there. Next slide. Any one of this angel guard, by putting forth his power, could have stricken down the whole Roman army. The night preceding the morning of the first day of the week has worn slowly away. That's like laying awake all night and watching the clock, and it goes so slow. But when you're asleep, it just goes real quick. The night preceding the morning of the first day of the week had worn slowly away, and the darkest hour just before daybreak has come. One of the most powerful angels is sent from heaven. His countenance, or his face, is like lightning, and his garments white as snow. He parts the darkness with his track, and the whole heavens are lighted with his glory. And that's taken from the story of Jesus, page 153. Okay?
Throat. Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So we will be reviewing our first part in our lesson entitled, He is Risen, in our tiny thought lesson book, The Story of Jesus, and that will take place, dear ones, July the 12th, 2025. It is time for a tiny task and parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. We're still in our topic, Moments of the Bible. So let's have a listening ear for our dear brother Josh will share.
God blessings, everyone, and here's today's lesson concerning the mammals of the Bible. Bible verses for our lesson in our topic, Mammals of the Bible, are taken from Matthew chapter 8, verse 28, in the FBL Year Bible Lesson, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 7, Jesus Calms the Storm. Matthew chapter 8, verse 28 says, and when he was come to the other side, unto the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And Mark chapter 5, verses 1 to 7 says, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs. No man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me. In today's lesson, we will be learning more about the whales. This time it will be part four, or breathing, senses, and disposition. And the memory verse for today is Psalm 150, verse 6, and says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." And the character quality of the story, of course, is obedience versus willfulness. Obedience is compliance with God's commands done quickly and cheerfully. Nature, whales, breathing, senses, and disposition. Like all mammals, whales have lungs that enable them to breathe. They must come to the surface to breathe every 5 to 75 minutes, depending on the kind or species of whale. The whale's lungs are located in just the right place inside the whale to give it perfect balance. Whales can go a long time without breathing for these reasons. They store more oxygen in their muscles than most mammals. When diving, a whale's body decreases blood flow to its body, but not to the heart and brain. The heartbeat slows, and this saves oxygen. After diving, a whale must take several breaths to fill the tissues with oxygen before going under again. When a whale comes up to breathe, it rolls forward as it comes up out of the water. This movement gives the whale 2 seconds to blow out and breathe in air, or 2,100 quarts of air, or 2,000 liters. It breathes through its nose, called a blowhole, on top of its head. Toothed whales have one blowhole, but baleen whales have two. Strong muscles and valves open the blowhole wide for whales to breathe, then it shuts tight. This can remind us that prayer is the breath of the soul. So as the whale needs oxygen to live and have power to swim, the Christian needs prayer with his Father so that when the waves and the wild men try to rush upon him, he had the power to stop them. When breathing out or exhaling, a whale causes a cloud called a blow or a spout. This is made up of mostly water vapor, with some mucus and oil drop. It is sort of like a cloud of mist that forms when moist air hits cooler air. The blowhole is about 6 feet high, or 1.8 meters in humpback whales, and up to 25 feet high, or 8 meters in sperm whales. As the water sprays up from the whale's blowhole, so our prayers ascend like sweet incense into the heavenly courts. The shape and size of a spout can help a person watching to tell what kind of whale it is. For example, one species of whale called the right whale has a heart-shaped spout. Its spout reminds us, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Psalm 156. Whales are naturally shy and timid creatures. They avoid fights and danger when they can, and with surprising swiftness, they swim away from their enemies. This can remind us how the disciples' first reaction was to flee from the demoniacs. And over here we see a picture of a sperm whale. So out coming out is the blower spout on the top of its head. Whales do not smell, see, or taste well. However, their sense of touch and hearing is very good. Their hearing helps them with information about their surroundings. They hear sounds that are too low and high for humans to hear. People cannot hear well underwater, but whales cannot only hear, but also can tell where the sound is coming from. Toothed whales make sounds in air-filled pouches around the blowhole. The whales find things underwater by listening for the echoes made when objects reflect the sound. From the echoes, they tell how far to an object and the direction is which it lies. Whales make a wide range of noises such as moans, thumps, chirps, whistles, and clicks to communicate. The low frequency sound of a baleen whale can be heard 1,000 miles or 81,600 kilometers away. The blue whale makes its very loud whistling sound, which is thought to be the loudest sound made by a living creature. Humpback whales are known for their songs. The songs are made up of several sounds and last up to half an hour. It has a pattern with a beginning and an end. If interrupted while singing, it will begin again exactly where it left off. The madmen made sounds in their souls asking to be delivered from him. This was like music to God. He's heard them, delivered them from Satan. Distress calls from an injured whale can attract other whales from miles away. Jesus is drawn to lost souls whom Satan has injured, such as the demoniacs. Groups of humpback whales in the area sing the same songs from year to year, which only slightly change. Each whale in the group has its special way of singing the song. Killer whales talk a lot. They live in groups called pods, and each pod has its own special way, special calls. If they are separated, they find each other again by these familiar calls. It can remind us how, when we have become separated from Christ through disobedience, we can find his presence again through calling on him in prayer. He will pity us like he did the demoniac. Then they cried to the Lord their trouble. He delivered them out of their distresses. Psalm 107:6. Here in the reinforced activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, look for mammals like whales. Use your guidebook to identify them. Two, sing to him when peace like a river. Remember how obedience brings peace. If you'll know the song, you're free to learn it. Three, use a tape measure and notice the length of the shortest spout and longest spout, like one 60 high, 1.8 meters to 25 feet high, or 8 meters. Four, use a timer and set for 75 minutes to see how long some whales hold their breath. God will like us to spend more time with him in prayer. Five, as you have opportunity to visit a body of water, notice how the waves obey and do not go out of their bounds. God will have you obey him by obeying your parents, and you're also staying within your bounds. Six, for individual activities, stories, and poems, use the booklet entitled Children's Bible Activities, Stories, and Poems for this quarter. Seven, say your memory verse. Well, it's a picture of a humpback whale. Here in the remind things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, as you rush to do a chore and a bird is frightened away, remember how the madman rushed upon Jesus and the disciples and fled away. Three, when mother calls you in for lunch, be reminded of how whales call to find members of their group. Four, when it is cool outside, you can see your breath. Remember the spout the whale's breath makes. Remarkable parent food. But all who are afflicted or unjustly used cry to God. Turn away from those whose hearts are a steel and make your request known to your maker. Never is one repulsed who comes to him with a contrite heart. Not one sincere prayer is lost. Amid the anthems of the celestial choir, God hears the cries of the weakest human being. We pour out our heart's desires in our closets. We breathe a prayer as we walk by the way. In our words, reach the throne of the monarch of the universe. They may be inaudible to any human ear, but they cannot die away in the silence, nor can they be lost through the activities of business that are going on. Nothing can drown the soul's desire. It rises above the din of the street, above the confusion of the multitude, to the heavenly courts. It is God to whom we are speaking, and our prayer is heard. Christ Author Questions, page 174. And what can we learn from our nature walk experience, dear ones? Let's use our listening ears, little ones. First off, our first scenery are from our dear Sessler family, sharing their amazing captures of nature of the sunset, the master's artistry. Here we see these two pictures, the sun staying behind a group of cumulus clouds. And continuing, we see the sun setting once more. On our left, we see a cloud that looks sort of like a rabbit. And on our right, we see the sun setting once more behind a cloud that looks.
Angels in heaven.
Oh, yeah, like a group of angels in heaven. Next, continue with Dear Sister Jones and Michelle's sightings of a single elk and their two dogs, Callie and Bella. We will end their experience with their sign of wild blackberry bushes. Soon the fruit will appear. Next, we have our dear sister Christina and Danielle signs of these trumpet-like flowers and a breathtaking sight of the sky while in flight through to nature. Sister Christina, would you and everyone with you like to share your experience from these two pictures?
Love of blessing them all. I was hoping Danielle would be on because she took the pictures of the clouds while she was on a plane. She captured that on her way back from New York. And the flowers, I believe, were from Layla. She took a picture of those flowers outside while she was bike riding with her brother and sister. I'm really not sure where she took those up because those are very pretty. Layla, come here. I'm going to let them know where you captured your photos, your pictures of the flowers. Let them know where you captured them. I was walking since we were walking back from the store. And it was like the whole bush and stuff of flowers. So I just took a picture of it. And I don't see Danielle on. Danielle's in school, so otherwise she would have been on to be able to let you know her experience with her plane ride.
Next, we will continue with our dear brother Daniel, who first sets photos of his experience in nature at Lake Champlain in upstate New York. And finally, we will end with our dear sister Cecilia Fan experience at Sea Life in the New Jersey Aquarium. Here we have pictures of sea anemones and a starfish, or sometimes called a sea star. Sister Cece, with you and everyone else with you, want to share your experience from these five pictures?
Sabbath blessings, everyone. This was a quick trip that we, the girls and I took to New Jersey to the Sea Life Aquarium. And so while we were there, this was like the beginning of us entering through, and this was like an interactive section where they could have like put their hands in the water and touch the sea star and the little creatures. They did it for like a minute or so. Like, they were a little bit apprehensive at first, because as you can see, the different textures and stuff that they were experiencing. And I was a little bit apprehensive too, because everyone else had been putting their hand in there. So, but this was just from a little quick day trip that we took with the girls a little while ago. Emma wants to share something as well.
And when we went on this trip, we
We saw when we saw all these sea animals and creatures, we felt the texture of all their. We felt some smooth rocks and the nice starfishes, and we saw some pretty seaweeds, and we had so much fun on this trip and exploring new things.
Amen.
Yeah, I'll give the mic back to Mom now.
Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We want to thank all the dear brethren sending their photos of their experience. We can't wait what we're going to learn from each one of those photos by God's grace. So remember, little ones, peace, perfect peace. In this dark world of sin, the blood of Jesus whisper peace within. Peace, perfect peace, a future all unknown. Jesus, we know and He is all. The throne. Welcome once more to all the dear brethren that are in the room and those that will be listening later on recording. Our opening song is a hymn of a title, Before the Throne of God Above, that you could find in the hymn 283 is the number. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear one, you may unmute your mic to do so. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. A great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know that while it heaven stands, no tongue can bid me there depart. No tongue can bid me there depart.
When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there, who made an end of all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me.
Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness. The great unchangeable great I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with him I cannot die, My soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high. With Christ my Savior and my God. With Christ my Savior and my God.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear ones. We are going to ask the elder sibling, mommy, so daddy, so even our guests, to open our family meeting with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear one.
Hi, blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, and please protect us. Just protect me and my mom. And please protect us while people were here, this family, how they're gonna be able to learn about the words that you're gonna be letting us learn about. Just protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Revelation. Chapter 22, verse 17, King James Version, and it reads, And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and our guests, and those that will be listening later on recording, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled, Go teach all nations, of our study book, The Desire of Ages. Who would like to take the following verses, dear one? May you unmute your mind.
Mark 16, verse 15, King James Version. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Ye that believeth. Mark 16:16, King James Version. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
First Corinthians 12:11, but all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will.
Mark 16:17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And that's also including Mark chapter 16, verse 18.
Mark chapter 16, verse 19. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, He was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Remnant family. We are going to read and learn from our study book from pages 822 through 823. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 822, continuing. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. Everyone who hears is to repeat the invitation. Whatever one's calling in life, his first interest should be to win souls for Christ, he may not be able to speak to congregations, but he can work for individuals. To them, he can communicate the instructions received from his Lord. Excuse me. Next slide, please.
Continuing, Desire of Ages, page 822. Ministry does not consist alone in preaching. Those ministers who relieve the sick and suffering, helping the needy, speaking words of comfort to the desponding and those of little faith, nigh and afar off, are souls weighed down by a sense of guilt. It is not hardship, toil, or poverty that degrades humanity. It is guilt, wrongdoing. This brings unrest and dissatisfaction. Christ would have his servants minister to sin-sick souls. Desire of Ages, page 822, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn our first song together, dear ones, entitled, Here Are My Hands, for the Lord Also Called the Little Ones. A song of surrender to win soul for Christ with margin, and it will be sung a cappella. I'm going to ask if any of the children would like to repeat the song. You can be able to do so by unmuting your mic. Here are my hands, help them serve. Let my mouth speak your words, and my ears to hear your voice. Got my feet to follow your path. Got my eyes to see all that you want me to be. And I will obey you with all my heart. And I will obey you with all my heart. Any of the children would like to re-echo?
Here are my hands, help them serve. Let my mouth speak your words, and my ears to hear your voice. Got my feet to follow your path. Got my eyes to see all that you want me to be. And I will obey you with all my heart. And I will obey you with all my heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Continuing, we are in the Desire Ages, page 822. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The disciples were to begin their work where they were. The hardest and most unpromising field was not to be passed by. So every one of Christ's workers is to begin where he is. In our own families may be souls hungry for sympathy, starving for the bread of life. There may be children to be trained for Christ. There are hidden at our very doors. And on the side, from Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Ages, page 822, continuing. God often uses the simplest means to accomplish the greatest results. It is his plan that every part of his work shall depend on every other part as a wheel within a wheel, all acting in harmony. The humblest worker moved by the Holy Spirit will touch individual chords, invisible chords, whose vibrations will ring to the ends of the earth and make melody through eternal ages. Desire of Ages, page 822, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn another beautiful song together, dear one. And this is entitled, O Lord, Use Me. Margin, this lovely song for service will be sung as a duet, also by a cappella. Dear ones, I hope that this will play. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are still in the desire ages, but we are in page 821. Who would like to continue with the next paragraph, dear one? Maybe you unmute your mic to do so.
Okay, thank you so much. Desire of Ages, page 821, continuing. But the command, go ye into all the world, is not to be lost sight of. We are called upon to lift our eyes to the regions beyond. Christ tears away the wall of partition, the dividing prejudice of nationality, and teaches a love for all the human family. He lifts men from the narrow circle which their selfishness prescribes. He abolishes all territorial lines and artificial distinctions of society. He makes no difference between neighbors and strangers, friends and enemies. He teaches us to look upon every needy soul as our brother in the world, as our field. Desire of Ages, page 821.
Continuing the reading, when the Savior said, "Go, teach all nations," he said also, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." The promise is as far-reaching as the commission. Not that all the gifts are imparted to each believer. And continuing on the next slide, please. The Spirit divides to every man severally as he will. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. But the gifts of the Spirit are promised to every believer according to his need for the Lord's work. The promise is just as strong and trustworthy now as in the days of the apostles. These signs shall follow them that believe. This is the privilege of God's children, and faith should lay hold on all that it is possible to have as an endorsement of faith. The Desire of Ages, page 823, paragraph 2.
The Desire of Ages, page 823. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. This world is a vast laser house, but Christ came to heal the sick, to proclaim deliverance to the captives of Satan. He was in himself health and strength. He imparted his life to the sick, the afflicted, those possessed of demons. He turned away none who came to receive his healing power. Next slide, please.
He knew that those who petitioned him for help had brought disease upon themselves, yet he did not refuse to heal them. And when virtue from Christ entered into those poor souls, they were convicted of sin, and many were healed of their spiritual disease as well as of their physical maladies. The gospel still possesses the same power, and why should we not today witness the same result? The Desire of Ages, page 823, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And for our last scripture song, we are going to re-echo from our part 3 together, dear ones, from the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 through 18, margin, taken from our study book, Memory Verse CD, from the Sunlight Sound Studio, The Desire of All Ages, volume 2.
And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth in this, I shall be saved, but he that
dear ones, we are going to reserve our questions that should be answered by the participation of all our remnant family as we have our review next week by God's grace. So we have come to the end in our study, dear ones. So we will be reviewing part 4 of our chapter entitled, Go Teach All Nations. If you have any question in these part 4 or even in the first 3 that we have already went over, and if it need any kind of research, you could send it beforehand. If not, you can hold it till we meet again by God's grace. We are going to ask any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies or even our guests, to close our family meeting with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Let me bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear precious and holy Father, who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for gathering us safely through another week to praise your name, Father Jesus. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given us through lessons and also the experience of fellowship with each other. We thank you for the little ones. And continue to bless them, continue to bless their parents. Be with anyone that is might not be feeling well today or any maladies. We pray for relief and also for healing. Be with us now as we go into the other sections of our study. Continue to send down your blessings towards us, Father. Send your Holy Spirit to teach us into all truth. Be with the speaker, Father, and the words that he will give. Thank you, Lord, again for your blessings today and your blessed Sabbath day in no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we are going to our chapter 86 entitled Go Teach All Nations, Part 4. And that will be held Sabbath, July 12, 2025. Leaving the scripture and also a small quote from our study book, Desire Ages. The scripture is taken from 2 Corinthians 4:7, King James Version, and it reads, "But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." And from the quote, from page 297, paragraph 1, it reads, "He who called the fishermen of Galilee is still calling men to his service, and he is just as willing to manifest his power through us as through the first disciples. However imperfect and sinful we may be, the Lord holds out to us the offer of partnership with himself, of apprenticeship to Christ. He invites us to come under the divine instruction that, uniting with Christ, we may work the work of God." May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.